Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many can only imagine what it will be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but God is getting ready to bless you. God is getting ready to encourage you. Because the man of God that's about to come is full of the power of God and the Spirit of the living God, whose life transcends that which he preaches. I am honored to know this man of God. I'm honored to have been in his presence all these years. But he's been an example. He's been a way. He's been the light that I've always had to look at. And I appreciate him very much. Not only is he a great man of God, but he's a man of honor and a man of great standing. And if you have nothing else at all, you need your honor. I want you to put your hands together and welcome this man of God, this associate pastor, Reverend Fletcher Rellick.
Come on and give Jesus a hand clap. Come on and give him some praise. He's worthy to be praised. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free. Up a well within my soul, bring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. And give to me that life abundantly. Bring up a well and in my soul, bring up a well and make me whole. Bring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. Come on and give God some praise. Come on and give him some praise. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of Acts, second chapter. Book of Acts, chapter 2. We'll start with verse 25. It says, "For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope.
because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, hope is my future. Amen. All acts of hope expose themselves to ridicule because they seem impractical, failing to reach or conform with the visibility of reality. Hope is going to be tried. People got hope in a lot of things. But the kind of hope I'm talking about is your hope for tomorrow. People are walking around today and they are all down and they're all broken up and they're all bewildered and they all looking at the society and they're looking at the government and they're looking at all of these things. But the Bible said, they that keep their mind stayed up on me, I will give them perfect peace. In other words, God is our hope in the midst of the storms of life. He's our hope when we walk. He's our hope when we talk. He's our hope in our lying down and our rising up. Wherever we are, God is our hope. People walk around, they say, well, you talk to them, they say, well, how you doing today? Well, I don't know. It's not a good day for me. Well, I'm here to tell you that every day is a good day. It's how you perceive it. Man can only perceive what he can perceive in this moment. He cannot perceive tomorrow. That's why the scripture said, don't take no thought for tomorrow because tomorrow takes thought of itself. Peter here is quoting what David has spoken way back. David was saying that in all of my troubles, I yet have hope. If you don't have hope in the word of God, then you'll never walk out of your circumstances. You'll never walk out of your tribulation. You'll never walk out of your problems into the victory that God has laid as a foundation for you and I. David, he said, for David spoke concerning. He spoke concerning it. Why? Because he wasn't looking at tomorrow. He was looking at what God had done for him in the past. And when he thought about it way back, it was then hope, and it was not yet visible. But from that day forward, when David came into victory after victory after victory, then that hope that he was talking about became visible. Hope is future. You can't see it. You can't touch it. But you can trust in it. Because God said, it's sure going to happen. He said, therefore, my heart is glad. That's what David was saying. He said, my heart is glad and my tongue is rejoiced. He said, my body also will live in hope. And why David said, he said, because the Lord will not abandon me to the grave. Don't you know, God, when you go to the grave, that's not the end? He is saying, God is not going to let me live this life and then take me as far as the grave and that's it. He said, my body shall be raised from that grave and live again. That's his hope. If we are going to make it in, we better have hope in this word. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. In other words, he is saying in all three of those scriptures, I am the hope, I am the hope, I am the hope, and I'm yet the hope. If you can depend on me, your hope will come to pass. If you trust in me, your hope will come to pass. Whatever you prayed in the past, maybe it hasn't happened yet, but keep on hoping, keep on trusting in God, and God said it'll surely come to pass. Hallelujah. What we fail to realize is that our hope, the reality that is being constructed but not yet visible. I said being constructed. God done made everything he gonna make. He ain't gonna speak no more word. He done spoke all he done spoke. He done written all he gonna write through mankind. He done inspired man. He done everything that we have need of. But those things that he have spoke is yet being constructed in our lives. In other words, God got to get our attention so the promises that he already made, that when we allow him, he will construct those into our mind and our hearts so that we will have hope, glory to God. When I get sick, I got hope of being recovered. When I'm down, I got hope. I don't know about you, glory to God. When I'm sad, I got hope because I'm looking for some joy, and the joy of the Lord is my strength, glory to God. When I'm down and out, glory to God, I got hope, glory to God, because the God of my peace is my peace, glory to God. When I'm sad, when I'm lonely, glory to God, and there's no one around, my hope lies in Jesus Christ, glory to God. He said, you can call on me anytime. He said, call on me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah. We got to realize that the reality of that hope is being constructed in us. Job put it this way in Job 13 and 15. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. You say, well, if God's slaying, then he won't have to trust him. That's not what the word is saying. The word is saying this. He said, though my hope slay me, peradventure he's able to kill me. Peradventure he's able to take the breath from my life. But in the meantime, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to yet serve him. That's my hope, glory to God. I'm not going to lay down because I'm yet living. I've yet had the life of God, and I got to lift up this life that I got, and I got to praise this life that I got by praising God and lifting up his name and serving him until he come for me. Hallelujah. Job said, but I will maintain. In other words, I will continue. I'll carry on. I preserve my own ways before him. In other words, I'll defend my ways before God. In other words, I'll cast all my cares up on him because he cared for me. I can't defend your ways. You're going to have to defend your own ways before God. You're going to have to stand before God your own self, glory to God. But Job is saying, I'm going to take care of my own ways. I'm going to take care of my own business before God. I'm going to present myself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before God, which is my reasonable service. I can't worry about my neighbor. I can pray for my neighbor, but I can't defend his ways before God. I can only assume my ways before God. I can only lie down before God, glory to God, and ask God forgiveness of my way. I got to consider myself first, glory to God, before I consider anybody else's way. And when you consider yourself first, you won't have time to consider nobody else's ways. Hallelujah. Trust in him. Hope in him. Defend your ways in his face. Take your burdens to the Lord. You know how the song goes. Take your troubles to the Lord. Dump them up on him. He's big enough to receive anything you got. Nothing is too hard for God. Don't dump it on your brother or your sister. They can't take the load. They already got a load. Cast all your cares up on him, your hope, because your deliverance is in the hope, and your hope is in Christ Jesus. So God is that strong deliverer. He is that high tower place that you can run to and be saved. Trust in the Lord always and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all of your ways, trust in him and he'll direct your path. Man can't direct your path. He can't tell what's going to happen the next moment. He can't perceive what's going to happen the next moment. When you got saved, you got saved. You didn't get saved and get filled with the Holy Ghost all at once. You got saved, and the next moment you got filled with the Holy Ghost, if it was that moment. You didn't get saved and get filled with the Holy Ghost at the same time. If you did, then God couldn't hear your confession when you repented, because you'd have been too busy babbling in tongues. Hope is future. You might pray this moment for God to heal you. But let me tell you something. Hold on to his unchanging hand, because it coupled up with faith, glory to God. And if you got faith in God, you got hope, glory to God. If you got faith in God, you got the answer, glory to God. If you got faith, you got hope. And his word in hope said, by my stripes ye are healed. You got to wait on God. You can't go ahead of God. What we call hoping, what man call hoping, is only wishing. We want things we think are impossible. We have better sense than to spend money on any of them or commit ourselves to them. So what are you saying? We want something impossible. And you know, people pray for impossible things. They think are impossible. Well, this ain't going to happen, you know, because I don't think I'm cut out for this, you know. So they hide behind the word of God. And they pray the prayer anyway, because they figure that God ain't going to do it. But I read in the scripture where God said, all things are possible to them that believe. And nothing is impossible unto God. But they hide behind the word of God. And they hope or they wish for those things that seem to be impossible. Like God can't open no doors. God don't have to lay his hand on the doorknob and open it. Not that kind of door. God's door is the word. All he got to do is speak the word. That word is yet being constructed in our life. Why? So that we can have hope. It's yet being constructed in our lives. That's what Peter is talking about here. He's quoting what David said. He's standing before the men, Israel and all of those, and he's quoting the scriptures. He said, therefore did my heart rejoice. You can't rejoice if you don't have no hope in God. You can't rejoice if you can't, the past can't help you. The past is your experience. He was speaking about David's experience. David said, when I had hope, when I was in trouble, I stood up on that hope. And the more I stood on that hope, soon it became visible. See, hope, you can't see it. You can't even, man can't even see what he wished for. It's just like throwing up some coins and they falling down and making any kind of sound that it will make. That's man's wishing. He just throw it up and he, I wish it to do this. I wish it to do that. And guess what? He's yet wishing. We won't commit ourselves to the things that we pray for. A lot of people won't commit themselves to what they pray for. They're going to pray for other folks first. Because they don't want to commit themselves to the prayers that God got for them. Because they ain't going to ask God for the impossible. They're going to ask God for the easy part. They're going to hide behind the impossible because they say that's not, they don't want to commit themselves to do the work of the Lord. People want to ride on the glory train all the time. But there's no ride on the glory train. You have to believe in God and commit your ways unto Him. Why? Because hope is an act. Hope is an act. We're reading in the book of Acts. These are the acts of the apostles. Means the work and the doings and the belief and the trusting and the standing. A lot of them was killed. Some of them was beaten up. Some thrown in jail. But they stood on the hope. That's why when they got put in jail, when he got put in jail, he stood on that hope. And the jail cell, they prayed, and the jail cells were shaken, and the doors came open. Why? Because that hope became a reality, a visible reality. But before, when they were thrown in jail, they still had hope, but it was not visible, glory to God. But when they kept on pressing on, and they kept on pressing, and they kept on praying, and they kept on enduring, and they kept on believing, and they stood on that hope, and then the prayers opened the door, and the God shook that jail, and it opened those doors, and those people walked out. Why? They walked out into a reality that became visible, glory to God, that they once hoped in. Hope is that. You know what else hope does? It acts on the conviction that God will complete the work that He's begun, even when the appearances opposes it. A lot of Christians fall down because they give up. Because the circumstances look too great. But how great is our God? That hope that the prophets spoke of in the Old Testament, it's not new. That hope that they spoke of that God is going to send a son. They couldn't see it. It was not a reality then. But if you read on through the Bible, it became a reality over in the Gospels. When Jesus stood before them and he said, "Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand." They still didn't want to receive that hope. It's an act. Hebrews 11 and 1 says this, "Now faith," what does it say? "Now faith," come on, y'all know it, "now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." In other words, said, now faith is being ours, is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. I don't know about you, but all of the promises of God that he has spoken, everything that he has willed for your life, everything that he has willed for my life, I'm expecting it to come to pass. Why? Because I yet have hope in Christ Jesus. And whatever he promised for my life or for your life, whatever his perfect will is for you in your life, God will bring it to pass if you stand on his word, if you trust in him and lean not to your own understanding. When you trust God, you believe him. When you believe him, you have hope in him. Glory to God. You might not have what you need right now. You might not have what you prayed for yesterday. You might not have it in your midst right now. But hold on to that hope, glory to God, because that hope make it alive. That hope is going to bring it to a reality. You're going to be able to see it. You're going to be able to feel it. You're going to be able to testify about it. You're going to be able to praise God. You're going to be able to rejoice. That's what David is saying here. He said, I rejoice, glory to God. That's what Job was saying. He said, I rejoice, glory to God. Though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Though he come, though I have death in my doorstep, glory to God, yet will I rejoice in God. Why? Because he is my hope, glory to God, of getting out of that grave. Hallelujah. I got hope. When they lay me down, I'm getting up again. Hallelujah. Now faith. I'm sure of it. That's what it's saying. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I'm certain I'm going to get up again. I'm sure I'm going to die. But I'm certain I'm going to live again. Come on and give God some praise. Romans 15:4, if you want to write these scriptures down. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have what? Hope. That we through the patience. See, a lot of people lose out on God in that word patient. The scripture said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. They perish for lack of patience. You got to have patience in serving God. People don't want to have patience. They'd rather strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. But you got to have hope in God. You got to keep your faith in God. The one who came and died, he's the one who came and did it all. He's the one who paid the price for your life. He's the one who rose up again so that I can do the same thing when I lay down. He's the one that breathed that breath into us. That's why we're breathing right now. He's the reason I'm seeing. He's the reason you are hearing. He's the reason you are walking, glory to God. He's the reason you are the candidate for the healing, glory to God. He is the reason. He's the reason for every season in your life. Hallelujah. It's written. Written for what? To teach us so that through endurance and encouragement of the scripture, we might have hope. Let's go back up to the scripture one more time in verse 25. It says concerning him. In other words, it's referring to God. And that means that when you refer to God, the actions are directly from God. They don't come from man, Brother Tony. They don't come from your wishing. They come direct from God. Man of God says concerning him, God, him, our hope. He said, and he went on to quote what David said, and he said, I foresaw. In other words, I noticed previously. I behold. In advance. In other words, David said, what I previously went through was hope. And then when I stood on it, it became visible in the moment that it needed to become visible. And he said, if it worked then, it'll work now. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The hope is never going to change. We're the one that's got to change. We're the one that's got to have confidence. We're the one that's got to confide in this word. We're the one that's got to abide in him, and then he'll abide in us. When we do these things, then we can have hope. Then we can ask in his name, believe it, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. He said, I foresaw. I saw it before me. people expecting things to happen in their life. Something spectacular. And what they don't really know is that a hope-determined action participate in the future that God is bringing into being. Instead of looking for something spectacular, we're always looking for something spectacular. Like I said before, God done all he gonna do. He done proclaimed his word. He done gave it to us. He said, behold, I give to you the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind, I'll bind in heaven. Whatsoever you loose, I'll loose. He done all he can do. But we're still looking for something spectacular. Hope. People looking for something gigantic to happen in their lives. Like the Spirit of God gonna come along and just take you up out of your seat and put you to your table and open the Bible up before you and lead you to this scripture and give you some revelation you haven't heard of when all the revelation of God has already been written. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like I think it was Philip. Glory to God. They're looking for something spectacular like what happened to Philip when the Spirit of the Lord took him up and took him into the desert where the eunuch was. Why? Because the eunuch didn't understand the word. And he told Philip, I don't understand it. I don't have no man to teach me. And Philip was telling him, you don't need no man. You need the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. He'll teach you all things. He'll teach you the word of God. They're looking for something spectacular. Glory to God. Like Jesus when he walked through the crowd, glory to God, and they tried to throng upon him, the Bible said. They didn't even see him. He just walked to freedom, glory to God. Walked about his way, glory to God. Why? Because they couldn't even touch him, but people are looking for something spectacular, glory to God. The scientists are looking for something spectacular. Every time they see a star that bursts into flame and bursts into other pieces of stars, glory to God, it's no longer one big gigantic star, but it becomes millions of stars. They call that spectacular, glory to God, but that's not hope, glory to God. They said that the Virgin Mary, glory to God, they have seen the Virgin Mary. They said blood done came from her hand, blood done came out of the wall, but that's not hope, glory to God. Glory to God, they said that Madonna, glory to God, have talked, glory to God, and cried from her eyes, but that's not hope, glory to God. There's only one spectacular thing that ever happened in this world. That's when God sent his son Jesus and he died on Calvary, glory to God, and shed his precious blood. That's my hope, and that's your hope. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. Glory to God. It's not easy to act in hope, because all of the immediate evidence is against it. It takes courage. I want to say that again. It takes courage to act up on hope. Because some people are just like the grasshopper. They just toil and spin all summer long. But when winter comes, all they can do is head to the grave. Hallelujah, Brother Ant. He's busy. He work all summer. Glory to God, because his hope is in his labor. And he work all summer. So when the winter come, he's going to survive. Why? Because what he's doing right now is not yet visible. But when the winter come, it's going to be visible. Glory to God. A lot of people are so busy. Not minding the things of God. They are minding the things of this world. They are so caught up in this world. They are so carried away in this world. They are worried about, is it going to be any social security? They are worried about, is it going to be any peace? They are worried about when the next world war is going to come. Glory to God. They are talking about the apocalypse, glory to God, is going to come. And they are caught up in all of these things. If you're caught up in all of these things, you can't realize the hope that's in your life. When you're caught up, your feet won't be able to move out of that problem that you're in into the victory of God. When you're caught up, glory to God, you can't see God. When you're caught up, you don't know him, glory to God. When you're caught up, you haven't seen him, glory to God. When you're caught up in your trouble, glory to God, you are away from the word of God. And if you're away from the word of God, you're away from your hope. And you're away from the faith, glory to God. And when you're away from God and you're away from the word, you are nothing but a desolation. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. I'm closing. Your hope is what calls us to survive. Man, he can't perceive the future. He can't perceive tomorrow. He can't perceive the next moment. So all he's doing is wishing. But we have hope. The ones that are called by his name, we have hope. I ain't worried about tomorrow. I don't know about you, but I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm like Job. Though he slay me, yet will I rejoice. Yet will I praise him. Yet will I lift him up. Why? Because he's my hope all the way to the grave. He's my hope on the other side of the grave. I ain't got no cause with tomorrow. I ain't trying to perceive in tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I got ideas what I want to do. But that ain't necessarily got to happen. So I don't thrive upon that. I don't perceive upon that. My hope lies in Jesus Christ, glory to God. Hallelujah. And his perfect will for my life. So it doesn't matter what tomorrow brings, glory to God, because I know in this moment he delivered me. And when tomorrow comes, he shall deliver me, glory to God. He shall set me free, just like he set me free in this moment, glory to God. I know what's going on in this moment, but I don't know what's going on in the next moment. But my God, he knows everything. He holds all power in the palm of his hand. He sees all, knows all, and hears all. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. That's why Stephen was able to look up when they were stoning him. And he said, receive my spirit, O Lord. Why? Because before that he had hope. But in that moment, it was visible and it was a reality. But God was with him. Whatever you have need of tonight, God is your hope. If you want prayer tonight, come and stand in the altar. We're going to pray and touch and agree on that hope. And you know this hope is in us. The Bible says we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. But it can't stay hidden. It's got to become a reality. There's no sense in reading this word if it never becomes visible in your life. If it doesn't produce anything in your life, no sense in you reading the scripture because it becomes none of void. If you read the scriptures and you trust God with all your heart, soul, and all your mind, something is going to happen in your life. Your life is going to change for the better. God is going to come to your rescue. He already know about your troubles and your trials, so you don't have to get caught up in them. He said, cast all your cares up on me. Why? Because I care for you. God just looking for somebody who's willing to trust him. Like Job, though he slay me, yet will I praise him and yet will I rejoice in him. But I like that second part. He said, I'm going to take my problems and my ways before the face of God. Why? Because he's the only one that can straighten them out. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch mother, Lord God. Oh, God, she needs some strength in her body. And God, I'm touching and agreeing with her right now. God, we're going to rejoice together. together. For this hope is already in her, God. For you said, by your stripes, God, she is healed. This very moment, God, we have that hope, God, and we are ready.